Good morning, everyone. Today is the 18th of May, Thursday morning. No, I guess it is Friday morning, isn't it? Friday morning, 2018. I'm getting ready to head up to Kansas City this morning to pick up Brother Kevin McHugh from the Amtrak, Kansas City Amtrak station. Our fellowship is going to be tomorrow here in Pineville, and then following day on Sunday, Joplin. Well, I'm thinking today about, goings on within our government now, and how it's plagued with, we're really in the middle of a coup between the deep state and the executive branch of our government. And it's good to know that there's no coup between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. They're all in agreement. Christ said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I do the works of my Father, he said. And he always obeyed his Father in everything that he did. And it's good to know that they have a perfect relationship. There's no coup. There's no strife between them. And their relationship has never changed in time. We may not understand the Godhead, but we understand one thing, that they are perfect. They are perfect. There's no sin in them. They're holy. They're righteous. And today we're going to be reading from Psalm 101. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way, O when thou wilt thou come unto me. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eye. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person who privately slandereth his neighbor. Will I cut off him that hath a high look, and a proud heart will I not suffer. Will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off the wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Well, and then we see the 102nd Psalm is labeled as a prayer of the afflicted. When he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and hear it, let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me. In the day when I am in trouble, incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and my remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together in the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way, he shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old thou hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure, yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment as a vesture. Shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Well, it's a beautiful thought to realize that God never changes. He always is with us. He sustains us. He holds us up. And we can rely upon that. And guess what? He has history to back it up. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness to us. Praise God for that blessing. So, let us always remember that he is our majestic Savior and Redeemer and King. May God be with you in a special way this day is my prayer. Say a prayer for me today for traveling mercies as I travel up to Kansas City. God bless.